Top stories released. Iranian academic Shahram Amiri holds the United States responsible for his abduction and 14 months of captivity. BP makes a new promise to cap the ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico as the spill enters day 86. Reports say Israeli warships surround a Libyan aid ship en route to Gaza. Hello, everybody. Those were the top stories of 100 Hours GMT. Where we are in Tehran, time is local 5:30 a.m. Thanks for joining us. Arrangements are underway for the return of Iranian academic Shahram Amiri to Iran. U.S. authorities have handed over Amiri to Iran's interest section at Pakistan's embassy in Washington. American officials previously denied any knowledge of Amiri's whereabouts. Iran says Amiri was kidnapped and taken to the U.S. while on Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia in June 2009. Iran also says the CIA and Saudi intelligence agents were behind the abduction. Amiri has already posted video messages online revealing some details about his ordeal in U.S. custody. Well, to discuss Amiri's situation furthermore, I'm joined in the studio by Qanbar Nodiri. He's a journalist. Mr. Nodiri, thanks for joining us. First of all, why was America denying his presence at first place through the many official statements?
Well, they didn't know that this story is going to end the way it ended this week. Of course, this is an interesting and very happy news for the Iranian people, especially for the family of Mr. Amiri, but a huge disappointment and embarrassment for the Americans, because now the international community knows who has been telling the truth and who has been lying about the whereabouts and the situation of Mr. Amiri, and also a disappointment because Americans thought that they could abduct and use him against Iran and its nuclear program, but as you can see, that Mr. Amiri never cooperated with them. Of course, he's an academic researcher. He's not a nuclear scientist. And now that Americans have realized that they cannot do anything about it, that they had no other option but to hand him over to the Pakistani embassy in the United States.
Well, Qanbar Nodiri, what can justify admitting to his presence in the U.S. now?
Well, I think this is going to happen within a couple of weeks. But he's been in the U.S. custody for the past 14 months.
Okay. How much can one blame the Saudi intelligence, Qanbar Nodiri, for abducting Amiri? That happened on their soil after all. You know, Saudi Arabia claims to be the custodian of the Islamic holy sites, and pilgrims apparently must be fully protected there.
Well, I think this is a huge disappointment for many of us because Muslims always have faith in the sanctuary of the holy cities of Medina and Mecca, and they expect to have a safe trip there, especially during the pilgrimage. And this is not what the Saudis have been giving them recently. So this means that nowhere in this world is any longer safe for the Muslims, even a holy city such as Mecca or Medina. I think the Saudis were in this together with the American authorities, and they helped them to abduct and they facilitate the so-called rendition flights to transfer him to the United States and keep him in custody for the past 14 months. But the Saudis should take note of the fact that they are going to pay a heavy price for that, because now their credibility is in doubt and under question as for being a responsible custodian of the sanctuaries of Medina and Mecca.
Okay. One question that comes to mind, Qanbar Nodiri, is that what's basically the use of such abductions? What's the possibility for such an act to happen again? Please answer one by one.
How can I say? American thought that, like some other cases, they are going to have a cooperative Iranian national that is going to help them undermine and question the civilian nature of the Iranian nuclear program, which was not the case at all. But on the other hand, I can reassure you that it is naive to conclude that Mr. Amiri's release is going to put an end to the so-called rendition flights or help shut down the secret American detention centers across the globe. As you know, at the moment, there are around 700 inmates at the Guantanamo Bay prison that are being kept there on vague charges. Most of them, unfortunately, they have been kept there for more than 5 or 6 years, and nobody knows about their situation. They are under constant torture, and I can assure you that. And by the way, if you can remember, under the Patriot Act, the U.S. government is allowed and has the permission to abduct, imprison, torture, and even kill suspects anywhere in the world. And this also applies to the American citizen inside the American soil. And so as you can see that Mr. Amiri's release is not going to put an end to such a horrible situation at this point in time.
The possibility of kidnapping still remains. Those comments by Ghanbar Nodiri, he's a journalist right here in Tehran. Ghanbar Nodiri, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, in an